So as we celebrate Independence Day, July 4th, do you know how many years it's been? It was July 4th, 1776, and we're in 2016. So 240 years, folks. It's been 240. And when we first started, we, you know, it was the 13 colonies declaring ourselves free from the British rule, and we declared ourselves as a nation under God, and we were seeking freedom, we were seeking peace. That was the original idea, the intent, July 4th, 1776. Well, has it gotten any better? Has it gotten worse? I mean, I don't know, right? I mean, it's a blessing that compared to maybe some other countries, like we're not like, I don't know, under like a communist regime or something like this, or a dictator. But I don't know if we ourselves individually, as a family, as a community, as a nation, if we're really kind of at peace. And I mean, I don't want to mention all the news, but all you see is negative news, no? Right? This shooting here, this person dying there, you know, terrorist attack there. You know, I wouldn't doubt it if we get another one next week, you know. And there's so much kind of hatred and so much division against certain types of people or certain groups. And this is what the world leaders are saying about, you know, our generation here. Dr. Martin Luther King says, "The irony of our time is that we have guided missiles but misguided people." The famous Dalai Lama says, "It seems to me, in today's society, we have wider freeways, but narrower viewpoints. We have taller buildings, but shorter tempers." You know? So what is the solution? You know, the gospel, I often turn to the gospel for help, the word of God. And in the gospel today, Jesus appoints 72, sends them out like lambs in a world full of wolves. And says, "Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household." First say peace to this household. "And whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand before you." Jesus is pretty much calling us out here, 2016, to be instruments of peace. But how do you do this? Right? And before we can be peacemakers, we have to have that inner peace within ourselves. But how do you have inner peace? You know, if you ask yourself right now, are you at peace? Like your inner heart or soul, are you at peace? Some of you would say yes. Some of you would say no. And what factors are causing you to not be at peace? You know? Are you in an environment of peace? Are you hanging out with peaceful people? I was just stunned when I talked to this one kid, third grader, Pablo, from our parish. And I was just talking to him outside and I said, "Hey, like, aren't you excited? Like, it's summertime, you know, like no school and you can wake up whenever you want and just play video games all day or just, you know, go on vacation, go to the park, play soccer. Aren't you excited? It's summer." And he says, "No." So, what is it? What's going on? You know, it's like, "I hate summer." I said, "Wow, like why is all the negative tone, negative attitude from a third grader? Summer's supposed to be fun, you know?" I said, "So what's going on?" "I hate summer. I'd rather be in school." I said, "Oh, I get it. Like you're probably one of those smart kids, you know, you like to read books and you'd rather be ahead of the game, that kind of deal. You feel like you're missing out." It's like, no. "Father Steve, you don't understand. I hate summer because I'd rather be bullied and stay in school rather than stay home during the summer. Because all I see every day is my parents fighting every single day. And it's chaos. I'd rather be in school and be bullied rather than stay at home. I hate summers." That just broke my heart. That just broke my heart listening to the kid. You know, in order to have that inner peace, we gotta surround ourselves with peace. And one thing that kind of gives me like amazement or peace is, do you like to see airplanes like flying and landing, you know? maybe if you don't, if you live by there, it's kind of annoying. But sometimes you like take a run. It's like, ooh, that's kind of cool. You know? Do you know the science behind how an airplane like flies? Anybody work for NASA here? Okay. But basically, the 101, the dummy version is there are different forces of how an airplane, you know, flies. And there's what you call four main forces. There is a lift, and there's a thrust, and there's a weight, and there's a drag. And the only way the airplane kind of ascend is by overcoming the forces of weight and drag. Think of the environment. Think of the people that you hang out with. What places or people are forces of drag or forces of weight that kind of pull you down? You know, let me give you an example. The dentist is a drag for me, you know? I mean, I have good teeth, but I got to go and you got to get it cleaned and all these things. And I was like, oh, as soon as I step in, it's just like, oh, I want to back off. Maybe there are certain places where you don't want to go. Or certain people. I mean, dare I say, certain parishioners, you know? Like, after Mass or whatever, like, there's always two or three people that I just don't like. Because every time you go and you complain all the time. It's just like, wah, 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 wah. I see them coming from a mile away. And I'm like, ah, I gotta run. I don't want to talk to you. You know? That's not a peaceful environment, you know? What are your people or places, the forces of weight and drag? Got to get rid of those. What are the places or people, forces of lift and thrust that kind of lift you up so you can glide, you know, fly? Hopefully the church is a place of lift or thrust for many of you. That's why you're here. For me, sometimes on Thursdays, I go to, just spend some time with the Lord in silence. Or we have our beautiful little adoration chapel over there. You know, just spending some time in silence with the Lord. That kind of lifts my spirits up. Or maybe you know of certain people that you trust, people that's always by your side. And they always know the right thing to say at the right time for you. And that kind of lifts your spirits up. These are the kind of people that brings you a sense of peace, lift and thrust. You got to get rid of weight and drag, hang out with lift and thrust, the force of lift and thrust, right? And when we do that, we can start to have a sense of inner peace. And then when we have that sense of inner peace, it makes a lot of sense when I say at the Mass, let us offer each other a sign of peace. Because if you don't have that inner peace, and I say, let us offer each other a sign of peace, how can you give peace? It looks a lot like,
peace be with you.
That's what it looks like. Because you can't give the peace when you're not at peace, right? But then once you have that inner peace, now we're talking business. Now we're talking what the gospel is saying. The gospel today from St. Luke, this is the preferred reading for the blessing of houses. Right? Have you had your house blessed? Some people, yeah. This is the reading that I use. It's in the booklet. And after I do the reading, I ask the family, you know, point blank. So what's the point of blessing a house, asking for peace, if as soon as I leave, you're going to fight? What's the point? There's no point, right? We have to be instruments of peace. And that's what I ask all of us to do this week. As you celebrate, you know, this great Freedom, Independence Day, seeking for peace, that peace starts from within, our inner selves. Start hanging out with the forces of lift and thrust. Get rid of dead weight. Get rid of, you know, the dragging kind of forces. And once you have that inner peace, now you can be an instrument of peace. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go seek out the address of Pablo. I'm going to go knock on their door this week. And when the parents are home, and I'm going to be like, what's going on? What's going on? Your son prefers to be bullied in school rather than hang out at home. ¿Qué tienes? What's going on? What do we have to do to make this household a peaceful household, right? So I want you to think of a certain person, a certain group, a certain environment. And when you encounter a non-peaceful person, non-peaceful environment, you're going to say the words of Jesus. As he tells us, into whatever house you enter, first say, right, peace be upon this household. Peace be with you, right? The kingdom of God is at hand. And you can, like, actually use those words. Those are powerful words. You can actually quote it word for word. Jesus is not going to, like, you know, call you out for plagiarism, nothing like that, okay? You can actually use those words. This is the words of the gospel, very powerful words, right? And if you say, peace be with you, peace upon this household, the kingdom of God is at hand before you, when you encounter a non-peaceful situation, and they go, what's wrong with you? They go, like, are you like Jehovah's Witness now? You know, it's like, no, that's what Jesus says. I want to be an instrument of peace this week. Right? That is precisely what I ask all of us to do this week.